Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. As believers, we know that prayer is our lifeline to God, and we must learn to pray effectively. One of the most potent ways to pray is through the power of agreement. When we come together in agreement, we tap into a mystery that unleashes the power of God in our lives. In this message, we will delve into the principles of seeking God's will, communicating clearly, praying together, and believing in the power of agreement. Through these principles, we can become a powerful force for good in the world, bringing glory to God in all that we do. So let's dive in and discover the power of prayer of agreement. The topic is prayer of agreement, and our Bible text is from Matthew chapter 18 verses 19 to 20.
Matthew chapter 18 verse 19 to 20. Again I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Verse 20. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them.
Have you ever heard the phrase, there is power in agreement? This phrase is not just a cliche, but it has its roots in the Bible. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18 verses 19 to 20, again I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them. There is something supernatural that takes place when people come into agreement to pray together on something. It's a force that cannot be stopped, and it has the ability to change circumstances and transform lives. The prayer of agreement is when two or more believers come together to pray for something specific, and they all agree on what they are praying for. This type of prayer is powerful because it shows unity and faith, and it is a way to invite God to work in a situation. In the book, The Circle Maker, author Mark Batterson shares a story about the power of agreement that illustrates this point perfectly. He tells the story of a man named Alan who had a drinking problem. Alan had tried everything to overcome his addiction, but nothing seemed to work. One day, he decided to call up a few of his friends and ask them to pray for him. These friends were not just any friends. They were a group of pastors who had come together to pray for the city of Washington, D.C. They had been meeting regularly for several years to pray for revival in their city, and they had seen amazing things happen as a result of their prayers. When Alan called them, they immediately came to his aid. They laid hands on him and prayed for his deliverance from alcoholism. They also made a commitment to continue to pray for him every day until he was completely free. It wasn't long before Alan started to notice a difference. He found that he no longer had the urge to drink, and he was able to resist temptation in a way that he never had before. He knew that something supernatural had taken place, and he was convinced that it was the power of agreement that had brought about his transformation. Alan's story is just one example of the power of agreement in action. When two or more people come together in prayer, their combined faith and energy create a powerful force that can move mountains. The Bible confirms this truth in Matthew chapter 18 verse 19. Where Jesus tells his disciples that anything they ask for in agreement will be done for them by his Father in heaven. There are countless other examples of the power of agreement in the Bible. In the book of Acts, the prayer of agreement liberated Peter. Acts chapter 12 verses 5 to 7 reads, "So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries stood guard at the entrance. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. Quick, get up, he said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrists." We see that the church offered prayer to God for Peter's deliverance. They prayed constantly, fervently, and seriously until God sent an angel to deliver Peter. Another example is when Jesus prayed with his disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane. He asked them to pray with him, saying, "My soul is deeply grieved, to the point of death. Remain here and keep watch with me." Matthew chapter 26 verse 38. Even though they fell asleep, Jesus knew the power of agreement in prayer. Also, in Acts 2, we see the disciples coming together in unity to pray for the Holy Spirit to be poured out on them. As a result of their agreement, they were filled with the Spirit and were able to perform miraculous signs and wonders. The prayer of agreement is not just limited to praying with other believers in person. We can also pray in agreement with others through phone calls, texts, and social media. The important thing is that we agree on what we are praying for and that we have faith that God will answer our prayer. James chapter 5 verse 16 says, "The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Prayer generates tremendous power and produces uncommon results. As we pray in agreement, it is important to remember that our prayers should be in line with God's will. We cannot pray for something that goes against His character or His plan. The Apostle John wrote, "This is the confidence which we have before Him, that, if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us," 1 John chapter 5 verse 14. The prayer of agreement is not just for big, life-changing situations. We can also pray in agreement for everyday needs and concerns. Maybe you have a friend who needs healing, or a family member who needs a job. Whatever it may be, gathering together with others to pray in agreement shows that we are not alone in our struggles and that we trust God to work in our situation. In addition to praying with others, it is important to cultivate a personal prayer life. This means spending time alone with God, seeking His guidance and wisdom, and expressing our gratitude and praise. Jesus Himself often withdrew to lonely places to pray, Luke chapter 5 verse 16. When we cultivate a personal prayer life, we are better able to pray in agreement with others. We are more attuned to God's voice and can discern His will for a situation. As we grow in our faith and in our relationship with God, we become more effective in our prayers and in our ability to pray in agreement with others. In conclusion, the prayer of agreement is a powerful tool that we have as Christians. When we come together in unity and faith, we invite God to work in a situation. We may not always know the details, but we can trust that God knows what is best. As we pray in agreement, we should pray in line with God's will, with humility and a willingness to submit to His plan. And as we cultivate a personal prayer life, we become more effective in our prayers and in our ability to pray in agreement with others. May God strengthen you as you take a bold step today to pray in agreement. Let's pray. Dear God, we come before You today in agreement, trusting in Your power and in Your love for us. We ask that You guide us and direct us, that You give us wisdom and discernment, and that You work in the situations that we are praying for. Help us to pray in line with Your will, with humility and a willingness to submit to Your plan. And may our prayers be a sweet fragrance to You, bringing glory and honor to Your name. Bless and guide us today as we go, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from 2 Samuel chapter 1, chapter 2 and chapter 3. And for the evening, Luke chapter 18 verses 1 to 17. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.